Stephen Hawking has passed away at the age of 76. The British physicist was known for his work with black holes and relativity, and he was so well known that he actually became part of pop culture, appearing on The Simpsons and being mentioned by name in Weird Al's White and Nerdy. He was well known and distinguished for being wheelchair-bound and unable to speak except for via a synthesized computer voice, and he wrote several popular science books, including A Brief History of Time. He was considered by many to be one of the greatest minds of our age, but with his understanding came what some may call a spiritual arrogance, or perhaps a reckless independence from the idea of God. He was quoted a few years ago as saying, "Before we understand science, it's natural to believe that God created the universe, but now science offers a more convincing explanation." Professor Hawking himself will elaborate.
"And it's my view that the simplest explanation is, there is no God. No one created the universe, and no one directs our fate. This leads me to a profound realization. There is probably no heaven, and no afterlife either."
His statement leaves little in the way of ambiguity. Now, I personally am a believer in Christ and in the teachings of the Bible, but in the words of Norman Osborn, I'm a bit of a scientist myself, too. I love discovery and nature and biology and chemistry. I love the idea of understanding the universe, and I believe that studying and testing and pursuing truth would and should lead us to evidence of a deliberate creator who formed this world intentionally and lovingly, as the Bible says. And while I believe that Professor Hawking committed his life to uncovering truth, his omission of the possibility of a creator and redeemer blinded him to seeing the truth that he set out to seek. We live in a world sometimes defined more by its questions than its answers. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, "For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known." When we cross over from life to death, as Professor Hawking has done, that's the difference between that now and then. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5 reminds us to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So today, for good or ill, I believe that Professor Hawking is standing before God, unencumbered by the physical disability that plagued him on this earth and by the limitations of his brilliant mind to see in more than just a dim, small part of God's infinite nature. He knows now, in full, exactly whether he was right or wrong, and what standing his choices while alive have placed him with in the light of eternity. You and I will one day face the same reality, and I pray that we will be ready and eager to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, knowing that after all this, there is so much more to life than what we experience in the here and now. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you'd like to hear more, listen to our full show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or connect with us across all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at Nerd of Godcast. Until next time, I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here.